listener production.
Our region's hospitals seeing a busy start to the year. A local MP supporting the opposition's proposed amendment, and one of our own selected to help lessen the gender gap in the ag sector. Today's weather: showers across the region, heading for 20 in Wagga and 23 in Griffith. I'm Stephen Zoyce, and welcome to Riverina Local News. Our region's hospitals have had a busier start to the year than normal. Ambulance arrivals and emergency department admissions are both up in the first quarter. Senior Director of the BHI says elective surgery wait times are holding steady.
The overall elective surgery waiting list in the Murrumbidgee district was relatively stable in January to March, sitting at about 4,000. And the number of patients on the list who had waited longer than clinically recommended fell by around 15% from the beginning of the quarter to the end.
Wagga MP Dr. Joe McGurr is supporting the opposition's proposed amendment to the bill protecting Sydney Water from privatisation. The coalition are suggesting the protection be extended to regional water utilities and Water New South Wales. But he says the amendment needs to be carefully examined with a joint committee to make sure there are no unwanted consequences along the way.
I want to make sure that Water New South Wales and regional water utilities are not prevented from sensibly engaging in activities with private enterprises. But of course, we do want to extend to them the same protections that is now there with Sydney Water.
Labor's changes to the PALM scheme are sparking heated debates across the country, and federal member for the Riverina, Michael McCormack, is one of those opposing it. He says by requiring farmers to provide a minimum of 30 hours a week to workers from nine Pacific Island countries and Timor-Leste, they could be forced to abandon the scheme altogether. And this could lead to further labour shortages and a breakdown in Pacific relations.
It's going to unionise the scheme. It's going to be forcing farmers who are subject to weather conditions, seasonal conditions, to hire labour 30 hours a week, every week. And this is just a bridge too far for farmers. They will look elsewhere.
One of our own has been selected alongside 11 other women to help lessen the gender gap in the ag sector. CEO of Rice Breeding Australia and lead in zone Georgina Pengilly has been asked to join the National Farmers Federation's Diversity in Agriculture Leadership Program. When the program started 6 years ago, only 18% of senior managers were women. And now this is one of the few industries where female graduates earn more than men.
We always did the back office work and really weren't out there being visible like potentially our fathers and husbands might have been. And I think that that's changing because we're recognising that actually agriculture and leadership within agriculture and regional communities is strengthened by having women involved in those positions as well as men.
To sport now and in soccer, Lake Albert head into the general bye with their tails well and truly up in the Pasco Cup after an absolute domination of Cootamundra last weekend. The final score there, 13-0 in favour of the Sharks. It's been a tough start to the campaign for the Strikers, sitting dead last without a win and with a goal difference of negative 53. Elsewhere, Tolland snatched a huge 3-2 win against Young, Jacob O'Chang scoring an 86th-minute winner to propel the Wolves ahead. Wagga United made sure they had a successful road trip, taking out Tumut 4-2 at Bull Park, and Hanwood flattened South Wagga.